have prepared the United States. But if you should conclude at any time while you're here that you have any time available to discuss any substantive matters, or as for that matter, a social visit, the President wants to reiterate that he'd be glad to work out an arrangement that's satisfactory to you and him. Now, I don't know what more you can do. I just don't know, except go up there and try to rope him.
I hope the devil he'll take it. I just feel they're so bitter about it, and with some reason. My God, what a blow to him to have $1 billion or $2 go down the drain like it did there, and the shock of being humiliated. I think that's what I had in mind, that he can't dead. But anyway, you've got to make the decision, and I'm not going to grab about it. I just was trying to figure a way that it could happen without his having to make any...
All he has to do is say, yes, Mr. President, I'm in your country, and I'd like to work out an arrangement for us to talk at some convenient place, and if you don't mind, well, I'll be down to David in 30, 40 minutes, and we'll get together. That's all he needs to say. And we're reminding him of it again, giving him a chance to change his mind. But his Central Committee is meeting. We don't know why that's happening. We don't know why they called their people back in this plane today. He's visiting around with some others. He's negotiating with some other folks in this country. Bobby's are trying to arrange to get with him and so forth. And we're looking at all this thing very carefully. And I think that if he had anything that he could agree to or that he could discuss that he thought would be helpful or that he wouldn't get blamed for, or that he wouldn't get jumped on and wouldn't lose more prestige. I think he's over here to get some of this stuff off of him as a result of this victory, and he doesn't want to get any more on it. So he can't take another whipping, and he can't take somebody walking out and giving him hell again. So I think his judgment is that he's going to visit with probably some of my enemies and, or some folks that are opposed to the President, Secretary of State, the normal foreign affairs spokesman, and I don't believe he's going to show any inclination to want to talk to us, but I'm going to keep in a position to, and I'm going to have a hell of a good record to say to the American people, here's what your president did, and here was his reply, here's what your president did, here was his response, here's what your president did, and here's his response. Now, what more did you want me to do? And I think that that'll show my good intentions.
Well, that's it. You just think it's clear out of the question of just being in New York for any reason.
I think it would be phony, and I think I could get embarrassed very easily, and I've got no reason to go, and if I did, I ought to stay.
I shouldn't have, I don't think you ought to make any public gestures any more than you have.
Presidents don't just lope up to New York. New York's the worst place in the world for a dozen reasons why you should do it. It's the last place you want to do it. You've got all kinds of demonstrations. You got all kinds of security problems. You got 120 others, and you've got every head of state that's up there. He won't see you just as soon as you go. It's just a mess in New York. But there's not anything wrong if a man wants to talk to you. Why, he can't come across to New Jersey or to Pennsylvania or to upstate New York or to Maryland. That's not, he's come a long ways to get here, and there's not anything going to eat him by, main thing I called you, but I just tell you we had gone back the third time. And I think we're going back with as far as we ought to go, other than just to say, I'm going to New York and I'm coming up there to see you, and by God, I won't see you. I think then he'd probably say, Mr. President, I've made it clear to you three times that I'm not here for anything except the United Nations matter which I'm presenting. He said, I did not come to visit the United States. I'm not interested in seeing Washington, are you?
Goddamn, I can't understand why he can't.
I'll tell you why, because he just gave... Bill, they're losing all over the world. Whatever else we say about how terrible we're doing, they're not having many successes.
Well, I...
The Chinese are eating them up. The North Vietnamese won't pay a damn bit of attention to them. They got trouble in their own damn country. The Israel, less than 2 million, captured over $2 billion worth of their tanks and their planes, and got them locked up. And He just hadn't got much to brag about.
Well, he ain't got anything to brag about. I agree with that. That's why I think he's dangerous. That's why the whole thing.
I know he's dangerous, but I think it's a lot more danger for him to think that I'm slobbering over him.
I don't think I'd slobber over him.
Well,
I just wanted to get acquainted with him. Oh, hopefully you can.
I can't. I know it, but you try to date a girl, Bill, and she doesn't want to go out with you. You can't do it.
You can't go beyond a certain point.
I'll tell you this, I've gone a lot farther with him than you would go with anybody. I've gone 3 times to him now, and I've got 1 pending, so it's up to him. It's an open thing. He can come anytime he wants to.
All right, this business you just mentioned about his trouble, that's the one thing that bothers me. The trouble he's had in the Middle East, and the trouble, I mean the cost, I'm sure, in the Far East, that's bothering him, and I think people get in a hell of a frame of mind under those circumstances.
He's not. I think this fella is just a cold-blooded, hard-hearted, straight, strictly business executive that's a good administrator and doesn't have all the showmanship and dramatics and the bluff that Khrushchev had. One fella told me the other day, he said, well, one thing about these missiles, and I don't know, we haven't seen the last. We may have some missile problems, and we may have the ship of ours may give us some problems hitting this Russian ship and things of that kind. We got to look and see what he's doing. He has got each day, he's got himself recorded to speak up there for all this week. And we haven't seen his whole card yet. But after I got your letter, I wanted to call you and tell you that just I told you the other night, I'd already gone to him, and I've gone as far as I ought to, but I went back and sent him word again that if I regretted that he was unable to see me, but if he could work it out anywhere in his schedule, and if developments permitted it all, I'm still very anxious to get in touch with him. Now, that's about all I know.
Well, I don't know how. I guess that's as far as you can go if you feel you can't go up there. But doggone, you know, I get worried when I think of our fighting these people, because we've got a hell of a lot of common interest, actually.
I'm not fighting them, Bill. We're not fighting them. And getting in a room with a guy, just walking into a room with a guy that doesn't want to get in a room with you, you can both leave in a hell of a lot worse shape than you went in with. Now, if he goes telling his people this and trying to make it cover himself, and you try to cover ours.
Has Dobrynin been at all friendly? Has he got
yes, Dobrynin's always friendly. We like Dobrynin. We get along with Dobrynin fine. We think Dobrynin's helpful. We think Dobrynin wants him to see the United States. We think Dobrynin would like for him to come all over the country. We think he'd like for all of his people to see him. But the fact is that this man has said that he just come to the United Nations and not to the United States, unquote.
Of course, that's technically so, but it ain't so really.
No, it's so in his mind.
Yeah.
He has just been to London, Bill, and got the hell clobbered out of him because all you doves said he worked out a deal to sell him out, and that it didn't work. Now, he didn't have a deal to sell him out, and they don't put it that bluntly, but that's the way it's interpreted in their circles. When they read, when China reads that he and Wilson had a deal that could bring this war to an end, they think he is over there acting as a broker. Now, he didn't do that at all. And they misinterpreted, but their desire to stop the war and to really blame me got the best of them. The Wilson Kosygin deal was a pure phony. It had no, it was just about as much as Utah's deal back there in Burma. It was just as much of a phony. They sent a message to North Vietnam asking them if they wouldn't go along here and try to work this thing out. North Vietnam immediately took it up with the Chinese and subsequently sent a delegation there. And they just got reamed out good and said, if you keep playing with these damn Russian traitors, you're going to find yourself alone. So a burnt child dreads a fire. He's not going to get back in this unless he can deliver something. And I don't think he's quite ready to deliver it now, because I don't think that he's got that horsepower with North Vietnam. And I think we've got as good a reading on it as anybody.
Okay, well, I've had my say. I won't bother you.
Well, you help me. I want you to join me, and I want you to help me. I can't take Kosygin and you both at the same time. I want me and you to take Kosygin, and so you help
well,
me.
Well, I was trying to figure out some way to
well,
work good, because
we'll
I don't
try to
have trouble with these people.
I don't. You don't see me doing anything provocative.
No, you're not. I wasn't.
If you just look at the record of your committee, you've had more positive things since I've been president with the Soviet Union all the other time put together.
Well, I was just trying to carry that on. You're the one who's been talking about building bridges. I don't want to stop.
Well, I'm trying to.
I'm just trying to make it as easy for these darn fellas. I think they're in bad shape, and that's when they're dangerous. And, of course, if they cause trouble, we all have trouble.
Now, when I send you and Betty an invitation to come down here tomorrow night to dinner, and you reject it, and I send you another the next night, and you reject it without any excuse, just say, listen, I'm not going out to dinner. And I send you another one. Then I say, Bill, I want you all to come any time you feel like you can. We're just very anxious to see you. I think that's about as far as you ought to go.
Well, I do too, only I'm not in that position. He is an awful and embarrassing position if you try to put yourself in his shoes.
I do, and that's why I've been so gentle.
Nobody, that's all right. There's nobody in quite that position. It's a lot easier for us when not only are we doing pretty good, but our little allies like the Israel will make it easier for us. We're in a lot better position than he is.
Well, I tried to, if you look at my speech with the fella coming over here.
I think your speech is okay. I liked it.
I sent you a copy of it. I don't know whether it got up there or not.
And I heard it this morning, but I think the part that you stood up to the Israel by saying you still believe in territorial integrity was pretty damn good.
Well,
I was afraid they're going to put an awful lot of pressure on you.
And I said a little humility, too. I said we got to have a little humility in this operation.
That's right. Well,
I'm trying to balance this thing as much as I can, and we got a reasonably good reaction from the Arab world, and we got an awfully good reaction from the Congress. Dick Russell told me tonight he thought it was as perfect an operation as he had ever seen.
I thought it was.
And I think that if y'all will just help me and we'll stand together here, the Dirksens and the Republicans are the ones going to give us trouble with Russia. We're not going to get them in trouble. And if you want to know my honest truth about it, I believe what Rusk said in that foreign affairs article Jack Kennedy had when he got him down here about all these summit meetings and about Secretary of State's traveling. I think most of the things that I have seen that have been productive in my administration have not come from presidential summits and Secretary of State's travels. They come from a fellow like Debrinin and Thompson. Sometimes from a fellow like Gromyko meeting with you. I met with him a couple of times, and he gives me our weakness, and I need it. He hadn't been able to deliver. He told me if we'd get out of Vietnam, and he could deliver, and I said, okay, I'll get out in 6 months. And he couldn't make them accept it. But this man cannot do anything with Vietnam that he doesn't do quietly and behind the scenes, because China will murder him if he does.
That's
simple. And when he goes to be seeing with me up there at this occasion, where he's come over to denounce me, denounce the United States for having inflamed and started this war, that's what he said. It's very much like Jim Eastland going around Mississippi with me in the Civil Rights Bill now. He's just not going to do it. And Kosygin's not going to do it. He's not going to do it any more than you took Mark Antonio down to Little Rock in one of your close races. And he's not going to come put his arm around Johnson. It's not whether it's White Sulphur or Hot Springs or Camp David or the Waldorf. He just doesn't think this is the thing for him to do, and I don't either. If I were in his place, I wouldn't do it. I think I can get along with him all right. I got along with Khrushchev all right. When he was over here, during the McCarthy period almost, I saw Khrushchev, and then they had some fellow over here one time, I forgot, not a senator would go. I called all the senators, not a majority leader, to go. And
You know, when we had Khrushchev to our committee.
Yes, I had him at the committee, and I had him in our office. I had him in my office for an hour, and he stomped around and told us. But I had some fellow down here at the movie pictures one night. I called you, and I think you went. I had to get one senator to go.
I went.
One senator, and It wasn't,
I went down there, and I asked him over there, too, when McCormick wouldn't have him in joint session, you said to ask the committee have him.
That's right. That's what we did.
And we had a damn good meeting, too.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I had a good meeting with him. But this fella has got a problem now, and he's not, I don't think he's angry at me, and I don't think he's adamant with us, and I don't think he would sign the space treaty. He's just working it out now. Yeah, the consulate treaty, the non-proliferation, we are very close to that. He wouldn't do these things, but he is doing them while he's cussing us. If you'll notice, about every...